The first poem I'm going to read is called Poetry. One evening when I was 10, I came downstairs from my bedroom to declare to my parents, mother doing needlepoint, father reading the Wall Street Journal, I am a poet. And I read my poem, O Heavy Heart of Sadness. My father barked, what the hell do you have to be sad about? My mother said, that was lovely, dear. Years later, she would tell me, be careful of your poems. Your father burned mine. And I always carry those voices. 70 years of scribbling, inking, crossouts, looking for words before I lost them, the precise word each time I penned the ink as the word blues onto a page, right word or wrong word. I root out words when they hide, betraying me in their concealment. Some days words falter, unsteady, inking themselves, regardless. Other times they are fierce, bold even. I remember the Chinese poet Yang Wenli. He said, get rid of words and meaning, and there is still poetry. This is The Quiet Teachers. Does a leaf know when it will fall, where it will land? Does a yellow leaf fall faster than a burnt orange one? Are the brown oak leaves less glorious than the red maples? Does the leaf know I'm watching it spiraling in this morning's light? Listen to the apples. Fall. Leaf by leaf, falling time, a short fall, a long fall, light diamonds across the lake. I am a girl who sailed, a pilgrim still following the light path to the other side. The mask loosens. I am revealing more these days at 80, and the line shortens. There is an end. I understood this at 23, when my mother died in the passenger seat, neck broken, having spread herself like the wings of an archangel over me, as we turned over and over, coming finally to rest, in a ravine of wild roses. I knew then there was an end. All those years between 23 and 80 were filled with living and friends, dying, pets dying, my father dead. Dying, I knew, was a part of living. But now that line getting shorter to the end. I want you to know me, really know me before I go. The mask continues to loosen. Home. One. Hearing my father berate my mother, I long to hear her dare defend herself. Instead, I only heard the loud silence of shame, surrendering. I am lost here, remembering words empty of her voice. She possessed a different courage, surrendering so much to loving my brother and me. On the outside, our house had a 50s look, a Dick and Jane house, the doctor and his missus. Two children and a dog. It wasn't a smooth place to grow up. rules and expectations, stern admonishments to my imperfections. My brother, who had been hit, mother trying to stand with unconditional love between her boy and the doctor's raised hand. My brother conceding. 2. I rebelled. Something in me saw beyond his dictates. I'd escape on the bus to New Haven, a 20-minute ride to used bookstores, forbidden coffee houses, beatniks frequented, La Galette and the exit, and then to the Yale Art Gallery. And there, among Joan Mitchell's hemlock, Brancusi's bird in flight, waiting till the guard turned his back, I quickly stroked the sculpture. And sitting on a bench in the alcove were 3 Roscoe paintings claimed and calmed me. And later, nearly disappearing into the Chinese scroll called Returning Boat, in cloudy mornings, image and poem. Other days I went first to Duchamp's urinal, or Cy Twombly's scrawls of his own language covering a black canvas. Here alone I breathed freely. Here visiting my favorites, I began to feel something that was me, like sailing alone in Long Island Sound. The used bookstores and gallery offered spaces to breathe alone, used books with someone's penciled questions in the margin gave me further insights as I searched for quiet and language. Words in Chinese characters or brush gestures of color. I found relief. I found a way forward to a life I didn't know awaited me. Inconveniences. People are talking to me, but the words blur and muffle. Unsure of what they are saying, I look for translation in their facial expressions. Some days trying to understand is difficult, exhausting even, as I long for a deep conversation. My right eye can blur too, like language unsure as I read. Is the word stone or stove or love. A road can be a mystery, a troublesome knee that sometimes catches, a sore hip. I wonder at this body. I was not always attentive to, and I risked and dared with it, took chances and escaped broken bones. I am well. No serious disease. Gratefully aging with these inconveniences. The attack. October 2024. War again. Still the vaulted heavens are on fire. Missiles, tanks, continuous bombing, women, men, and children taken hostage, many from a music festival where hundreds gathered to enjoy music, youth. Footage of women's legs splayed open, bleeding after rape, then spit on, maybe shot, a kind of mercy. Children burned alive before their parents' eyes. Families shot one after the other. Watching what was a family lying in a river of blood, and sirens, bombs, screams, the smell of blood, the smell of fear. The numbers of the dead on both sides grow, bloated day by day. Total, 6,747 named dead, 1,400 Israelis, 7,000 Palestinians, and officials argue over the correct numbers. But all Palestinians are not members of Hamas. 50% of Gaza's population is under 18. Children are dying at the hands of adults on both sides. This is chaos magnified, hate magnified, slaughtered people discarded in the streets of Bedlam and hell like trash, where orange and lemon trees were once weighed down with ripe fruit. And winter has set in Ukraine. The Russian army never stops bombing. All is ceaseless, war, rape, killing by starvation. People fight on defending their homes with a desperation I can't imagine. Town after town left in rubble. Help me to understand who we are. My heart doesn't understand these bloodbaths spreading across continents. Where is mercy? The skies flame and the stench darkens. War and more war. What are we? Who are we? Know me. 1. Today I dust off, check it with other baggage of self-consciousness, walk out the door, sauntering down the road, fearless. 2. Watching you walk the labyrinth, I sit on the hillside, pen empty of my mind. You walk towards the center. Ike, ink, lines my path. I have been hiding for days. 3. Once upon a time, when I was young to love, among the olive trees and lemon trees, I thought we were forever. Leaving me, you made room for others, until I found most days, I was enough. This is a poem in the manner of zuihitsu, which is a Japanese literary genre, translating following the brush or miscellany. So this genre is made up of fragmented pieces. They could be essays, they could be on musings, loosely constructed. Lilac's shadows flickered across the pages with a rhythm only lilacs knew. Darkness holds secrets known only to bats and owls. Sorrow erupted at will. She was wistful, solitary, and lyrical, betraying and being betrayed by lovers. A donkey named Sheila brays down the road. Death is a longer absence than she imagined. She cannot hear the stars tonight. What loneliness is more lonely than distrust? Asked George Eliot. The scent of wild roses will always carry the scent of death. She was most herself, pen in hand, fingers on her royal typewriter, her hand on the tiller, still steering her sailboat high into the wind. Sadness has a fierce edge. How do you learn loving? Oppressive heat drained optimism from her. Who are you who dance away from me in my dreams? She possessed the sadness and longing of an ancient wanderer. His sweetness turned to silence, and he left her with a sorrow that swept through her. In the blue distance, she found time. She wept for what was clear, simple, beautiful. She wept for what was gone and could only be remembered. Dasana, the people of an indigenous tribe in the Brazilian Amazon rainforest, believe each sound, taste, or aroma carries a message about their lives, the earth, and the universe. Maya Angelou said, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside." Longing was a question within her. She listens, waiting. Maybe she was one of the Nsui cloud water nuns, a mendicant wandering in search of a teacher. I hid the moon in my pocket, keeping it for a night when darkness with its fear overpowers me. Then I will take it out, find my way, walking with the moon home. And the last poem, I quiet for a word. Quieting is not searching, not waiting, more like being until something shifts or something loads my pen and a word plunges through my mind's ice. I pause wondering about the end of this body life. My spirit will breathe spring's featherings. I will be among salt, marsh, and sweetgrass. I will be in the lip of the wave. I quiet this morning. There is time.